apology is already out. Oh, I didn't mean to say all that. People are just, you know, twisting my words. Yeah, but they were your words from just a couple months ago. Why would you be apologizing for them? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. No time to delay. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. On the Columbia University campus, one of these leaders who's upset with the Zionists. You may have seen the video, heard the audio of I thought it was a woman, this guy who, we want to form a human chain because there are Zionists in the encampment. Yeah, and they were doing the whole call and response thing. So it turns out this guy makes some videos, and they're hilarious.
If we can agree as a society, as a collective, that people, that person, some persons need to die if they have an ideology that results in the death of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, if there are people like that who exist, shouldn't they die?
Well, he seems nice. I don't like those people over there, so therefore let's kill them. No, seriously, let's kill them before they kill people so we can show how decent we are.
Zionists, they're Nazis. They're Nazis. They're fascists. They're supporters of genocide. Why would we want people who are supporters of genocide to live? I'm confused.
No. Are you really confused? Because to the rest of us, you sounded totally sane. When are you running for office? We'd like to donate. This is who is emblematic of all of these events. Where was the person at one of the events yesterday? They had a sign. If you follow me over at TonyKatz.com, you can see a picture of it. The sign has the Palestinian flag, and it reads, "Final Solution." That's a sign at these rallies. Final Solution. That was Hitler's plan for the Jews. Final Solution. This is happening in real time. And this guy was leading the organization there at Columbia.
Someone in the chat right now, should people who are supporters of genocide, should Zionists, aka Nazis, white supremacists, should they live? Should they live?
Now, I should note that this man is black because you should know. And also the white supremacist thing because, well, everything has to occupy that in the world of race. Remember, they see Israel as white and it's oppressed, oppressor, and all that nonsense. This audio, this video is nutty. But now he's apologizing. I want people to have more context for my words, which I regret. Far-right agitators went through months of my social media feed until they found a clip that they edited without context. Really?
Zionists, along with all white supremacists, need to not exist.
How is that out of context? You wish the ideology didn't exist? Okay. You want to kill the people? Oh, no. This is the expression hoisted by my own petard? Like, is that what's happened to this dude? Or, no, you really do want to kill in the name of, I don't know, whatever it is you have a name of. This is who you are. You claim that Israel is the killer, and yet listen to yourself. Just listen to yourself. But yet I'm told that all these people are just super peaceful. Sure. Some of them, maybe. But some of them know.